Blog Talk Radio.
Another day, and what I have to talk about today, a few interesting things, but before I do go on forward, there is very interesting thoughts in my mind, but the content of what I am thinking is very difficult to talk about. And we should not. I don't see that we are getting a good dividend, any dividend at all then, for us to shun taking on the issues that I'm thinking about. And that is the issue of civilization. What is bothering me about this issue of civilization is that hardly anybody understands what civilization is. One of the reasons why is because of what the presence of white people are on the planet. And, you know, that might not sound pleasant to anybody. But here is the thing that I want to remind you of. The people who have listened to me talking, and some of them, we exchange messages on the internet, like YouTube and so forth and so on. I used to be on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and it is very obvious that there is a serious problem in our world. Since when? 100,000 years of age. Not 100,000 years of age. 100,000 years ago. As far as I know, in the history of humankind, in the history of civilization, the history of civilization is 450,000 years. That's a big problem for a lot of people. It's hard to digest because I grew up on when I should have known some fundamental things like that was far from it. The amount of fundamental things that the civilized people of our day, A.D. Anno Domini time, we need to know some serious, basic, fundamental knowledge if we are to find the right view of the world. We will never know that unless we find out that we are affected mentally by the coming in of white people with colonialism and all that. Listen, those things we must, I mean, African people, if you're African hybrid people, ethnic group people, we must get down to business. Learn our history knowledge. Because that's what is holding us back. Why we hate each other, we don't understand each other. It's not because we couldn't. These slack, fucking ass white people build up all these churches and we all spread out among them. We sheer into their diversity because we think God is in there. No God, no in there. No God or Jesus in any church. And I can show you, we're in the BC era before white people come out and talking about they are into politics, and they who live in Europe, they don't have to live in Europe no more. They can come into the West where we African people have developed all the territories that we settled in. If you want to talk about Europe, where they remove a king, that is one of the first that I read about. that a king was removed by a coup. And it was strange to me because this is like about 4 or so years ago. I'm reading about this king who was removed, a Roman king. And these sodomite Europeans begin to call themselves by the name of the king, Romans. Today you hear about the Roman Empire. You don't realize it's these sodomite white people them play off those tricks. It's them. There is no such thing as white people Romans. But they have been able to pull off those tricks because guess what? When we were born in this world and come and see Christmas time, Easter time, and we read about Jesus died on the cross for our sins. How much of that do you think is true? Well, you may be thinking, how does he know those things he's talking? Is it history? It is history. Listen, we are the only civilized people that come into that put on planet Earth. We people right here that, you know, you hear me talking and all kind of thing going on in the world. But if you really come down to brass tacks, the truth is in the world is a textbook. And all you going about and people talking all kind of different ideas, unless you come into the world is a textbook, you're wasting your time. You're going to live and have fun and dead. And you really never get to know the fact about your origin and your existence for however time you live. The amount of stuff that I come to realize, find out, that these white people, who they are and what they have done and why they are who we see them to be as we grow up and get familiar with what is going on in the world, the churches and all that. The churches don't belong into African territory, no place. And when we read now, what I'm telling you, what happened 100,000 years ago is a serious point into what I am talking about. Because when we read in World History textbook and we get process of elimination by knowing what was what at such a time, way back in antiquity, long before even our ancestors were born, we get to know what kind of life began. And then one of the most serious point in all of this is, travel with me, say 4 million years ago, travel with me, use your imagination, and we are going to look at a mural in our imagination, and go back 4 million, or, you know, let's say 3 million will do as well. You know, the picture should be similar, right? Is what maybe varies the difference between 4 million and 3 million, right? I am saying right between 4 and 3 million, you can call it one and the same thing, because whichever one of them you find it comfortable to look at, it's okay. Because it's way back there and things had not changed for me enough for me to prefer one of them. I can't prefer 4 million or 3 million based on what what we call the founders, those who research and in science and stuff and know what kind of creature existed way back in time or to our closest time. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is, if we don't have a view of what was going on 3 to 4 million years ago, and the reason why I'm using those two mileposts, it's because that's the figure that's been offered to the hominid primates or monkeys. Between 3 and 4. I mean, a long time ago, and my voice that you are listening to, I am anthropic hybrid human. 200,000 years ago, Adam and Eve, you're reading about in the Bible, are the two people by DNA fertilization in vitro. They were not in no garden by no God that is taking up dust and create them. That is not true. Just as talking serpent is not true, none ever exists. Look at the white people them and all, and look at the Roman Catholic Church, and you will know it's all a facade. And they didn't have no Roman Catholic Church until when? How old is the Roman Catholic Church? If you really want to know whether I am telling you something it's worthwhile listening to, that's something that I say, and find a way to prove it wrong. Because I'm using just about, enough evidence to prove the things that I'm saying. There's evidence to it where you can't refuse it. But it's difficult for you to decide that you will have to get a new brain, because our brain is so defiled with foolishness that how we come by that, we hardly know. Okay? But we are not going to understand the world we are living in until we get rid of white people, because white people are not human beings. That's what they want us to be convinced with, that they are human beings. And if you go into the World History textbook, you don't see white people as civilized people in there. You don't see Europe a civilized nation, a place. You just don't. But that's what is holding us doing business every day. The lies that we believe in keep us every day suffering. Okay? Now, the day before yesterday, they cut off my show. And they cut off my shows about twice last week. You're talking about now, it soon start going into the 50s. How many shows they block that nobody would hear what I say? Now, what am I sitting here talking every day? And whenever, if you have listened to any one of my shows, what do you hear me talk about? Now, somebody angry with me because I raise up argument about homosexual, and this person don't want to hear it. This is a young person. Now, why this person don't want to hear it? It's just an academic and societal issue. So why you don't want to hear, about it when If you live in America, that's what is in America. Homosexual. And if you have any history about homosexual, you will understand where they're coming from. Puritan and Pilgrim. White people are homosexual. And if you're reading Bible any, you will see it in Genesis 19. So, this person is talking to me like, I want to talk nasty conversation. So I'm wondering, what is it a nasty conversation when it is all over the world? And in America, they make law in the Supreme Court to marry two man and man. I mean, does that go down well with you? No, I realize this person, for whatever is in their head, just don't measure up. Because the same thing that is destroying our world, when I grew up, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about no homosexuality. I leave Jamaica when I was like 27 years of age. And I don't have no recollection at all that anybody ever look at anybody and point at them like they're homosexual. I don't remember that. But I do slightly remembering there something about what they call gay homosexual. But I never like meet one. No, not in Jamaica, no. What I remember was Rastafarian was in the time when they were developing, I imagine, their dogma, their doctrine, right? Bob Marley and the Wailers, you know, they sing reggae and, you know, they were anti-Christian. And my parents are Christian. So I grew up into Christianity. Right? So, hardly any one of us understands where we are coming from with this kind of Christian life. We don't really, a lot of us don't know anything. So, think that our brain is conditioned just to that. We know different from what the animals, the lower animals, perceived every day. We basically grow up like them because of these white people. I mean, it's quite a while. Well, I'm telling you about 100,000 years ago, something happened. Why we are here today, this place, we can't pass life, is still in existence. We are the people from which civilization is spread as human beings. Civilization before were just the gods themselves. The immortal gods, they don't live like human beings like us, except that they are male and female like us. They're not fathers. Read the history that civilization don't come from homosexuals. What are we doing with them everywhere we go? They think everywhere we are, they have a right to it. That's what they say. They write that. I can show it to you. That's what they think. Okay? Just as though it's okay with them to fuck asshole. Yes, they think that everywhere we are, it's theirs. That's their fucking stinking brain telling them that, because there's no civilization in there. Just like you can't find them civilized in the world history textbook. Nowhere. Nowhere in Europe. Neither is Europe in the world history textbook as a civilized place. Yet still, they are carrying themselves and say, you know, they are a civilization. Why? Because we turn fool. The fact that we turn fool and think that they are
accepting white people like they are civilization. And in the Western world, we don't care whether them say we are their civilization. They're mixing in with us and what we call it, morph with all our existence that we were created with. Them take it all over. Okay? They will call us name because they have it's a strategy. They'll call us a name that they want to call themselves. But then first call us that name. Popularize it. Right? And down the road, they withdraw it and begin to transfer it to themselves. That's not what these white people do. They make up different groups of themselves. That they have diversity, and they make any cross breed type of person become a citizen and call themselves Romans. That's what these white people do. So we are tangled up now with our brain, don't know whether or not we are under kingship or we are under AD and Adam and Jesus that don't exist. This is what I am thinking about. This is serious, serious stuff. These people have killed out so many of the African people. It is sickening to think about that. Because I'm saying it's a far, far off idea that you leave your home and travel miles to go somewhere to kill somebody who don't even do them anything. You don't do them anything. But now, we have these people chase us down 1, 2, 3, and keep on counting, maybe more than a dozen places that we leave Africa and settle down here. And they are in every one of them with their fucking ass white sodomite fucking ass people. Everywhere we went, they come and they are present right now. Everywhere we go. And nobody make a case about this. Nobody complain about this. These white people are everywhere we go, and it seems like now, oh, there is no way of getting rid of them. You know what? I'd be dead right now if that's the case. Because life wouldn't mean anything to me if that's the truth. Now, I can't in any kind of way be affected by that like it is the truth, because what I read that is the truth don't tell me anything for me to doubt. So what? I'm going to hold on to what I know is the truth. Let me hear your truth, and let me see if I'm possibly wrong with what I read, because I am reading the standard book that tells us the truth. Well, let me find out. If you have another truth, let me see it. Let me see it. So if you think Jesus Christ died on the cross and stuff like that, may I go tell you, say, well, then history not tell me that. So if you want to tell me, say, I mean, you can go on with your history like history don't matter. Well, I know you are more crazy than me. If I am any crazy, then you are more crazy than me, because at least I know that wasn't true. You show me where it's true. I'm reading the same books that you are reading that is established on what we call government premise. Because the World History Textbook, it comes from under their edition. Okay? And these truths are there. So if they are putting it out here, it can't be wrong. If they don't know that they're putting out something goes against what they are about, it's up to them. Well, all right. The fact is, I don't tell you that I go against the World History Textbook. I'll tell you that I know that these white people write in the World Respect Book things that are not supposed to be in there. And I can prove it to you by opening it up and reading it to you. You see what I mean? It looks impossible that these white people can go anywhere and destroy the African people with no questions asked. That's the way it is right now. And let me tell you something. The amount of things or the type of laws that they wrote and talk about, they have three branches of government. One is the Senate. One is, I know they have the Senate and the House of Representatives. And they have, there's a branch for the president and a branch for the Supreme Court. The judge, right? So you have the Senate that make law. Fucking nonsense. Uncivilized law. Okay? But they have managed over 100,000 years ago to knock our brains. We don't know what's going on. They come to know what's going on. They are talking and they are killing us out. From the Neanderthals, wise sapien, the both of us subgroup, the first parent, the first parent species, wise sapien. 250,000 years ago, developed in Africa. And from that blood, mixed with the God's blood, when they want to make Adam and Eve, that's what make us an anthropic human. Our anthropology carcass, the structure and form of us, we have a different blood, taxonomic blood. It has nothing to do with the white people, them ancestors' blood. It does not. In the history, the search doesn't show that. I'm telling you what the search show, and I'm telling you from a book, anybody can go grab a copy and read it too. Okay? And all I'm going to tell you about researchers this, researchers that. You know what? This is governmental level academic information about world existence of societal people. We recognize as some people are the other. We can sort it out once we get the context right. We will know who is who. So right now I'm trying to tell you that when we look at the date for existence of beings, white people don't come from civilization. They do not. Now, I want somebody to pounce, and don't stay out there and wish me all kind of evil. Come, talk. Because what really matters is our identity, is nothing else. What is your identity? I'm talking to people, and very nice conversation. And they do not expect for me to get to the root of the facts. That is how we were created, where we originate. And as soon as I take them right where they face the mirror and look and see themselves in there, they know, all right, you know what? They can't talk no more. When I ask, I'll identify myself to someone I don't know, but we are communicating and words can link us, right? So we are linked. We're in a conversation. And some of these folks have been reading things I'm saying before they say anything to me. When they begin to say something to me and they keep a posture of not committing themselves to anything. Now, how can I get the identity of this person to know exactly who I'm talking to? I'll offer freely my ID, what kind of person I am, not since I born in Jamaica, but my species. Okay? I'm telling you about my species. And the name of that my parent species, Wise Sapien. Today, you will hear these white people calling us Homo Sapien. We are not Homo. And it is their sodomite that come here and invade us, begin to know, since they can talk 100,000 years ago now, they turn overnight academic and scientists and all that kind of thing, like it never existed before. So they take over our wealth and take over our establishment and all that represented civilization. They shove it aside and put what they want. They did not have no civilization before 100,000 years ago. It is when they attack our people and go into some sexual encounter where they start hatch babies that give them ability to talk and to resemble us. That's what they went to. Our two subgroups. They don't want nobody to know this. They don't want anybody to know this, but it is the truth, okay? And if they think that they're going to duck the truth and stay there and be wealthy and rich as much as they want, I have the history, the identification of them, like I do of us, that I didn't even know because of the Bible that they give to us. But I know it now. And as long as I am alive, I know it. And you know what it goes along with the territory. Okay? You know, if the time come for the God that created us to allow us to start realizing. And now we have a lot to look at when we look back in hindsight. We have a lot to make these people give account. Yeah. White people must give account for their identity and what they have. Oh, yeah. It's not a joke. So what I'm trying to tell you, they come and kill us, and I am flabbergasted when I'm reading what they do and what they continue to say inappropriately. Like they don't realize they come after us. We were developed 100,000 years before they come and molest our people. So we have a lot. We shouldn't be struggling to just tell them what they understand about get out of our territories. Some people might think, what is he talking about? I know what I'm talking about. And if you don't read and know, I ain't going to insult you either. I'm going to like give you a chance to, take a hold and control of your own mind and know what have you read and what do you know? Why you would disagree and like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you need to know what has transpired in this world that put white people where they are. I have been thinking about it all the time, every day, because Because of that, I go through a transformation when I read and discover things that don't belong in our history. And they put it in our history like it's true. Well, it so happens that our faculty is really what does things for us, teaches us and open up our imagination and our view to the world around us. Nobody had this, no human being existed with our enlightenment. And the Bible that these white people write, they don't have any, look, it's illegal for them to do it because they don't make no law. They're talking about federal what? They're talking about feathers. You know, they're talking about the hair on their dog's back. They're not talking about civilization. They're going on like, oh, you know, they're running government and ruling the world. Come on. Just let it come out and you will find out how much of a government they have. You know, come out on the law that they write to kill African people, then that's what they keep on doing in one way or another. All right, let it come out and let us see it. And if you think they're not going to show it, you make a sad mistake. Because there is nothing more intrusive than words. You know, if somebody rebuts what you say, you're going to start choking inside. You see, your internal organs ain't going to work no more when you have to start lying and lying about certain kind of things. Yeah, going to start having gastritis and all kind of rites, all kind of tiffs. White people must get out from our territory, and as simple as it may sound, it is serious because what I'm saying is true. White people come here because they are crooks, because they are sodomite criminals, and they don't care about killing African hybrid humans. They know they are not humans. They know what brings them where they are with this opportunist kind of a situation that they have. They know, but it's going to be their hell when we find out. Yeah, they have so much. They are so much. We are so little. But it's going to be that they're going to see the choice they have. Okay? Because now we who have the little have the more power. And we ain't coming out there with no weapon that we create in the Bronze Age either. Not that weapon. Because we have psychological weapons in our brain. But as long as we are not able to comprehend things correctly, there is no fight that we can win. All right. Now, let's go for it. I have personal experience why I am talking the way I do. I realize that white people only know so much about words because they evolve and they never talk. They grunt. Now they learn a little language and learn some artisan skills. And now you talk to them a certain kind of way and they don't know what you're talking about. They only know certain things. That's right. And especially when you're serious and you carry yourself coherent, they cannot deal with you. They can only deal where they have control over certain things. And you have to go through them based on the AD and Adamant system. But look, anytime it comes to me, Tim Aldred, they don't have any argument to make to me. Because first of all, they have to show jurisdiction. Show the jurisdiction that they do not have. Okay? They're my body fuckers. Asshole fuckers. Look at anatomic people. Ethnic people, look at them, Chinese, Indians, and but even the Muslim people, they mess up our people, because Muslim people are converts by the white sodomite them. See how many churches they have out there? Yeah, that's net. To wheel in everybody who have a little doubt and don't know the way to find civilization. Civilization is not what we take it for. So it's like, you give me a lamp that cannot be lit and make me believe that when night come, it will lit, only that I'm going to see night come and the lamp cannot be lit. It's not good lamp, a fictitious lamp. Well, the case is, since 100,000 years, we basically walk in with a lamp that cannot be lit. So, you know, it's a psychological thing going on. These people are teaching us about Adam and Eve in a garden, and a God who cursed Adam and Eve. We don't have enough sense right now, since 100,000 years ago, to know that it is not possible for a real God, where the Bible talk about. First of all, the Bible describe God, that God is everywhere, right? Ubiquitous. They say God is perfect. God ordained all things. He has foreknowledge on everything. God is too equipped for a sensible person to think that the Bible has a chance of truth about salvation. It doesn't exist, because you can't get God to be one who know all things and get him to be the same one who say, well, then, I'm sorry I did this, I'm sorry I did that. You got to talk about human beings who have faults for one reason or the other. But God is not attributed any fault. God is attributed doing evil and confess that God himself is evil. And they are writing things that they say God has done that. There's no proof in the Bible that God has done such a thing. Okay? And the plan that the Bible say God make up, on which Adam and Eve was created, it doesn't make any sense. It never happened. It just never happened. And yet still we are here praising this God, surrendering ourselves to these batty fucking white people who write them whole bunch of nonsense and talk about their government. You right now, bring them to me, and they will not go back with any government at all. They'll come with what them say a government, and I'll use the World History textbook and use the Bible itself, you know, and any one of their law book, they bring it come, and they won't go back with no law whatsoever. White people have no government. So they can stay out there and think like, okay, what I'm saying is, you know, they don't have to be concerned because they have all the weapons and stuff like out there. And they won't take the time to understand that, look, there are dynamics in the world that they don't have nothing to do with it. but there are people that represent the power that control the element. They don't have nothing to do with that. And they depend on the opportunity that nature provides them for them to do anything. You see what I mean? You look and see when we have a little cloud out there and the plane takes off and assign a route. And then, you know, they have a little forecast that there may be, you know, some bad weather. All right? And they go out there. And all that kind of things happen when the skies are full of energy that is not favorable to anybody in any plane. You see? So if you can fly outside of that weather system, well, lucky you. But it may be very hard for you to escape a weather that is going to destroy you. You see what I mean? All right. But you think about when you fly out there and the weather is good, not unless something else go wrong with the plane, which is happening very frequently. What I'm telling you, these white people think that they are only up against themselves. But, like, all they do is lie. They're lying about so many things that, unless you read and you understand why they would lie about certain things. Stuff people up with something like Adam and Eve not to eat from this tree in the middle of the garden and all them kind of thing. And we believe those things and believe the talking serpent nonsense. So is white people telling us African people that we are alone on earth. And they well know that's not true. Fucking asshole white people, if you think white people are good, now which of them coming out and saying they're going back to Europe? Oh no! Look, if white people were civilized after they left Europe and invade and occupy all of our territories, if they had come to us and said, you know, we are sorry for the number of you we kill, the Chinese and the other people that they kill. If we saw, and they take down the Christian church, that they know it's not true and stuff like that. The Catholic Church, take it out and take it all back to Europe. If they had done that, only way that we indigenous people should think twice. If they show us for real a contriteness and behavior that is not getting any gain from us, and we can see that they are really suffering and sorry, that would make a difference. But you don't see them do it one time ever since. They are happy to see us coming every day, going to church and doing all these kind of foolishness. They're happy about that because that's what makes them happy. And they are writing the Bible and bringing themselves in and talking all kind of foolishness that they should not be doing. And if we had Africa protecting us, we wouldn't be in this situation. We would not. Okay, so somebody now, let's say like myself, begin to read and see these things and decide, say, you know what? I can't just shut my mouth. I have to talk. I have to keep on talking. It's not going to go to sleep. Okay? It's going to get revealing for these white people, honest fucking idiot them, uncivilized creatures, never been human at all. And that's what they've been trying to do, to be, is to turn human. Okay, well, they're not going to turn human because they would have to come through a species, go through a species. They don't have no human species that they have come through. So therefore, our kingship government is still established. Nobody remove it. Okay? So because they gain opportunity to show off that they have government and nobody otherwise, they think that they are all right with that. But if they think we will stay dumb and don't understand what AD Anadamani means, it's their fault. Because if they know how terrible it is going to be coming right behind their heels, there is no pity for them with the lies that people going to now look on them and look at the lie and say, oh, really? And then they will remember what they have done. And they will now know their days are over. White people, days are over. Whether or not you want to accept that is knowledge, that is true. Okay? And they will sink forever. And we will not. Because they think, when they take away some from us, okay, we are dead, we are done, and they will go on for, they are uncivilized. They do not understand civilization. Okay? And that is what I have in mind and want to talk about in that phase. All right? So now, I am going to play you this other tune I like to play. All right. This tune, Fools Die for Want of Wisdom. Here is a great artist to perform this tune right now. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you. To build a better nation, clean up our creation. Of a soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Yes.
I want to bring something to your attention. I know people are alive and well and are concerned about the societal world around them, because people are realizing that something is really wrong with the world they're living in, but they don't know how it happened to be this way, and they don't feel content with life the way they see it's going on. Well, right along that line, I, for quite a few years, have been noticing the problem with our society. And I didn't realize the different, elements that brought it to be where it's at. But I could see the position that white people take. And it's hard to get a good sense of the way the social order is arranged and how it continues from year after year, AD Anno Domini, Christmas time. Okay? It's difficult for someone who not affected with a sense of searching to find out. If you are not having a sense of searching to find out, you will never find out why the world is the way it is, and you will dead and leave it right here, people doing the same thing. Who is going to think that you can find anything to stop what's going on? You can't perceive that that is likely. I ponder all those things as I come along and see things the way it is. Yeah, I ponder all of that. How is it? How is it going to go away? How can it go away? These people are in full control of everything to where it looks impossible, unless you come to some realization of something different to what you're accustomed to. And so you can see the dominance. It's not much of a psychological dominance. It's more wealth, money dominance. And that put them in control of a lot of things, but not spiritual things. And so when civilization will make its way back into exercise and administration, they are not going to be no kind of a problem at all. White people will never be a problem when the time comes, right? When the time comes. Because it's just for people to find out. And, you know, and begin to send the energy their way, that they know the only way they can escape the wrath in the energy coming for them is to go back to where they think they are most safe. And it's not in any African territory. So all the time that they've been doing it, it will be for everyone to see the force that the Elohim gods have. These white people think, oh, they can play like they are the power on earth and everything like that. But they're going to find out that it's not true. And I'm telling him, you know, that from now, get out. Get out. Because none of them can prove that they have laws, the Almighty. You know, everything is directed and governed by the gods. They came here and they affect everything. Back in those years gone by, like 6,000 years ago, when nobody back there knew anything about Christianity, people in civilized society were people who revere the gods and worship them. Okay? It was not about worship, no monotheism god. Not monotheism. The other monotheism god. Yeah. Not polytheism. Yeah. Monotheism god is what white people worship. White people never have no worship before 100,000 years ago. Now, look at it. You look at what I am saying. If you think white people had anything, remember, we were created 200,000 years ago in South Africa. When were these white hominin, when did they evolve? They were not created by no god whatsoever. They evolved. Okay? And millions of years ago, when we just came along 200,000 years ago, we were developed talking every single thing come from birth. Mixed blood people, nobody else. Why you think these white people putting themselves in the way to be like us? They knew the difference. And they, in time, used their violent disposition. And now this is where they become looking like people, like human beings. But we have it here to prove they're not. So they can talk all the crap where they want to talk out there and put it in a media system and stuff like that. And we don't have nothing. But you know what? We're going to raise out of this darkness and into the light where we belong. That is what is going to happen. And you can do nothing about that. You cannot do anything about that because we are who we are and nobody can take away what we have. We have to destroy ourselves. If we decide to live, we do the right thing. That's all there is to that. You know what I mean? I come out from my parents as Christian and later on in my adult life, I begin to read and begin to understand. I don't blame anybody for anything. I just know I just need to fix what needs to be fixed. So these sodomites, all they want is to have cosmetics and all kind of things, and they're not looking for nothing spiritual. These white people, what they care about is money, food, clothes, all kind of merchandise, buy and sell land and do all kind of things. That's all they care about. And they want to drag us down to that level. And fortunately, to have the right type of understanding and acceptance of what we are blessed with, we don't make those things a priority. You want money, you work, you get some money, you know. You want good pay so you can spend money and things like that. But under this white people system, you can't work with it. You can't work with white people system because it's all a sodomite arranged thing. We don't work with this. We tell them to get out because all they did was move in. And now we're going to tell them to get out. And all what, you know, we don't do like those in Jamaica. Go on, the white people them go on to England and still tell them to they have to use the Queen's personnel to be you know, to still have certain control over Jamaica. That's how far these sodomites gone with their, you know, their uncivilized self. They realize they get us blind, psychologically blind. We don't know no better. No, they're going to keep us right where we are. No, they're going to find out it is something different. There is something different, and they've been fooling around all a long time, and they're going to find out now that, you know what? Time come to wise around, and that's not for them to call. You see, and the people that pushing the ground, and they will find out that, you know what, their time only for a while. Yeah, and if they can rise from nothing and come to something in that way, undeservedly, what happened when it gonna turns the other way? The people that they defiled will be cleansed and shine bright. Yeah, right? They're going to turn around and get back their senses and then look at what you faggots did to them. You see what I mean? Yeah. So they're out there and making themselves as pretty and lustful as ever. And they will find out that, you know what? They wasted their time, right? And when they could make themselves be of more, you know, I mean, real spiritual beauty and whatever blessing comes their way, if they think it's a blessing, you know, make life good. But look, they turn to kill us. That is one of their main thing, is to study how to kill us and not pay for it. You see, because we done all this mentally blind that they make law to kill us, strip us of everything, and it's spelled out. I read it here all the time on the show. 1220 A.D. That was legislation that two popes and an emperor call a meeting or whatever they call it and make the legislation and pass them. They pass the legislation. And it was with the penalty of death. That 1220, it has penalty of death on us Africans, indigenous people. And they are making this since they trail and follow us in the Western Hemisphere. We leave them behind and gone with rhesus blood and don't know that we are infected. And we come to the West and all over the place and settle down. And it's after all of that done, they are talking now with their whatever them have and come follow us and talk about, you know, colonialism. Make up them stuff and come, you know, I mean, wholesale. they're going to put us into bondage. And every evil they know, they're going to spit it out on us. And that's what they have done. That's where we are today. We are everywhere. You go downtown and they establish all of these places all over the place. Yeah. The white man, their wealth, you know. And we don't know anything because we turn fool, turn idiot. Okay? And if you make a little progress and you think that, oh, you're doing well and stuff like that, and you don't know what the surrounding and the economic system, you don't understand. See Oprah dear? Oprah is coming from where she's very poor. Why? Because of what these white people did 100,000 years ago. Right? Nobody at all will talk about it. As wealthy as indigenous people become, they will go and be controlled by the white people, A.D. Anadamani government. That is not a government. If they want government like that, go to Europe with it. But if you know the history about Europe before 100,000 years, what would you say? You tell me. Go back 100,000 years to Europe and tell me, what did you see? Think it's a joke I'm making. And you think that because they are doing it, is government? No, there is only one government in the world. And it's the one that comes by civilization. And it's not these fucking asshole white people bring it to the earth. Okay? Because they've been in Europe there and they were all primates and apes. I mean, flourishing in South Africa. Did they, what kind of institution did they raise up? The point is, the truth is not darkness. It's light. You see what I mean? And these fucking body, what they want, they make law for married fucking body people and vagina, whatever it is. That's what they have here. That's what we're living on. That's what we are living on. And look at the condition under which we are living under it too. It's just a curse on the part of them who decide to carry on this planet with homosexuality. They are the ones that's going to pay for doing all these kind of stuff. They're going to pay. We are paying because we are humiliated and all kind of things. We lose sense of our creator and be like lower animals. Now, when we realize and able to move forward, you're going to see all of what they're doing will amount to nothing but trash. Anytime you're able to get your law and you're able to demonstrate it's the laws of Hernamu, it's the law of Amurabi, the law of Sargon, and many other kings, right? That's where we belong. That's what these people are emulating. We're telling them to get out. If they don't get out, they will find out that the weather will not give no consideration to them, the weather system. And many other systems that operate on planet Earth will do exactly what they are ordered to do. And they who depend on the gods for thing they do, they will find out that, okay, your time is up. And you think that, okay, you nothing is going to be wrong with you. Well, that's what you said. But the time is up now. And then they will find out that their life could have been more preserved if they had sense, if they really sought to be more civilized. But now they think they can just kill everybody and they are fine. They are fine because they were evolved creatures, you know, the creatures of this dude here that speak about evolution, Darwin's theory and stuff like that, and they go into the Bible with and impose all of that on us indigenous people. Those things not ours. Okay? They killing us must not be forgiven. Okay? It must not be forgiven. It must not be regarded that these people are better than us. They are the criminals of the earth, the first of their kind. And so, if you want to stay out there and behave and twiddle your tongue like you don't know what to do, well, you know, if you go to church, right? And then look into BC if you see church back there in that civilization. Right? Look and see if you see any of that. So if you can run around and do all kind of elevator stuff that way you want to do, and when it comes to like do the right thing for your life, for your species' sake, get your brain back together and live the life you're supposed to live. All right, now let me go on now to this next segment. Revealed. Woman sex slave of the Catholic Church. Woman sex slave in the Catholic Church is a very important commentary about the serious, about the serious taboo that has been broken recently. I mean, nobody expects anything different from them. The film shines a light on sexual abuse of nuns by priests and reveals that thousands of nuns were sexually abused for decades by priests around the world. Women have endured years of sexual predation, becoming pregnant, being forced to have abortion. Here they openly testify and break the omerta on a subject that has been drowning in the Catholic Church for decades. From 1994 until 2015, the Vatican was alerted by international confidential reports about churchmen that regularly rape nuns in more than 23 countries, these reports have been hushed up, and the rapists continue to harm freely. With the complicity of the ecclesiastical courts. You hear that? The system that we African people are under. You talk about what they are doing outside of dealing with us. Their victims have been reduced to silence. Because they what? They have power. Legal power. Where the legal power come from? One that they created. The sodomites. They create. Whilst they put aside Africa, that they dumb down, put aside, and don't operate no more law, because they now take over the responsibility to operate law all around the world. These sodomites, idiots, uncivilized white sodomites. They are nothing more than hominid primates. And whatever happened to them that bring them to where they're talking and look like human beings, if we don't get over it, oh my, we will never last. You know, the time we must live, because they are going to continue to kill us every day and have no, and with impunity. They will not be prosecuted. Look at Trump there. He caused people to be killed in what they call January 6th problem there. They have the man actually setting up the trap to kill the people. It's like a Jim Jones. And they still have him running to be president. He can go back and be president. If that's what's going to happen. Yeah, this so-called government, federal government, are allowing Trump to go back if it's so to be. Yes, he's going to have the opportunity, though, to try and go back in and be president. I mean, where have you seen anything happen like that under what is considered to be a civilized conduct or arrangement? Is this a government? When I'm telling you they're not any government. These people are far away from knowing what a government is. You can sit there and wait on them again to bring anything. Look, they got their own money. They spend it whatever way they want it. When you hear them talk about, I mean, the billions of dollars that they are spending. My. These folks here, it's bad. When I see these guys, Al Sharpton and all these guys out there, you find out that they're a part of the church. They're a part of the church, the sodomite church. All these guys need to do is call it a name that don't sound like a homosexual. And then gone into it like it's an option for them to go join it. Never can understand what Christianity as a whole is like. It's to kill out people who are not intended to be sodomite. So when you become that nice name, Christian, they love that. But you must be for real. You must be ready to do things rough like sodomite people do it. You see what I mean? Now, this, what I'm reading here, has to do with these white people that are showing off like they are good people in some ways. Like, have a court system, have a education system, have all kind of different institutions, right? Like, the you know, they had the KKK, right? But that was like a terrorist type of a organization, and the Inquisition. But it's no different from having what they call the DOJ. You know, like the IS form of investigation, you know, into thefts and crime. And this, the president is a criminal, known criminal, using our money and wealth to go into our territory and hone it. Listen to me. If you're out there and fooling yourself and going to church and you don't want to understand what's going on. Now, if I were somebody out there and hearing these kind of things, and I don't know about me just behaving like nothing not happening, because I have always wanted to know what makes sense from I was growing up. So I can't see myself living on the planet Earth and have nothing to say about these kind of stuff that's going on. And besides, white people come in and take charge, and you don't see anybody who come out and they are defending the rights of civilized people. You don't see they succeed in doing it. They don't succeed in doing it. This guy in the Congo, I mean, they tell you, he was right out homosexual. And yet still, he was able to take away the land from the African people in the Congo. Right? And become, as it were, a billionaire. And he would be so wicked to the African people, he beheaded them, cut off, hacked off some of them hand and stuff like that. And he tell some of his henchmen to go there and cut off the heads of some of the African people them, and bring the head, come back and show him to prove that them do it. It's how these white people are. And now you probably think that, oh, you are enjoying a little peace now. You don't know what is happening. You're not enjoying no peace from these white people them who have law ready to kill you anytime they want, and there is no government to come answer them wrong. Go and ask Africa why. Go out there and ask Africa why they are doing that. Why they're not taking care of the African people. Go ask them that. Imagine sodomite white people who were never human beings turn human beings. How did they turn human beings? And you now afraid to come out, educate yourself into your history, and being able to defend the cause. You're not going out there to fight with nobody. Not at all. But the power of your knowledge will do it, because you will learn how to live and how to talk and get rid of all these old bunch of inhumane conditions that we suffer. We are not just making this up. The history tells us these people are not civilization people. Okay? They begin to destroy our civilization from the moment of time they were in reach to do something about what was being established as civilized things. That's what they started to do. Now, think about now within their so-called church, what they are doing in there to their own people. And if you think that, you need to like have respect for them, you don't know. You don't do that. Now, it goes on to say here, these rapists in the church, the church people, rape these women. They are really mostly white women. I think one or few white people may join the Catholic Church. So it goes on to say, they rape them. These people, the people who they rape, reports have been hushed. Say these reports have been hushed up, and the rapists continue to harm the people freely because there is no law coming up against them. With the complicity of the ecclesiastical courts. You see, the courts, when them man go to court, the court don't punish them for nothing. So you just go to court in vain. That's why you see now the policeman, them shoot the African, especially the men. They shoot the men, shoot them in their back when they're running away from them and all that. How much of that happened? That guy up in New York there. So this guy, the guy is saying, I cannot breathe about 10 or so times. They kill him, choke him and kill him. These are the kind of things. And the federal government is not doing nothing at all. See, Obama, in his time, you see, remember Chauvin? Yeah, he might talk about what? He could be Chauvin's father or what, something. Obama is one of the worst evil that you're looking at. Because guess what? He have your trust. You trust in him. And you think him is so good. He and Hillary go to Africa and kill Gaddafi. Why? Why they did it? He wanted to do good for his people. And they decide and say, no, you cannot do it. And go there and threaten him and stuff like that. And go there and kill him. Obama and Hillary did that. You know, what about George Bush that used the plane to destroy the people, about 3,000 people one day. And nobody take any Colin Powell, he used to help him. Our own people who should, Colin Powell should be a king in America now. Instead him did I help the Sadat faggot people them to kill us all. Here we are under kingship government. Why don't they go and sit and be king and rule the world right? No, they follow under these fucking white men them that all these white men really, really love is to fuck the other guy asshole. That's what it is. And America is full of this whole bunch of fallacy all over it. Oh, and people are Christian everywhere. Come into the world is the textbook, and you know where Christianity starts. Their time is up. Time is really up. 15, year 1994, until 2015, the Vatican was alerted by internal confidential reports. Alerted. They know everything that's been going on. They want to make it seem like, they're not a part of it. Foolishness. Reports about church men that regularly rape nuns in more than 23 countries. No big deal. Them know wagwan. These reports have been hushed up and the rapists continue to harm freely. With the complicity of the ecclesiastical courts, their victims have been reduced to silence, sometimes pushed to about, often excluded from their community. Imagine that. Yes. It says, Pope, he says, their victims often excluded from their community. All right. Pope Francis admitted as early as February 2019 that priests and bishops had committed sexual assaults on nuns following the revelations of sexual abuse. More nuns have begun to speak out and denounce they have been subjected to. See? One cannot help but be curious that the Pope makes this public statement when he shows the film will come out. So he knew that the film was going to come out. It's interesting to see these nuns whose ages are different, find the courage to break the silence on camera to testify to these systemic sexual abuses. French director Marie Perry Rimbault collaborated with investigative journalist Eric Quentin for more than 3 hours to obtain the first-hand account of those nuns who claim they were used as sex as sex slaves by Catholic priests. The priests then, you see what I mean? Next to the Pope, the priest. Why on earth evolve uncivilized life spring? Why on earth evolve uncivilized life? Yes. Why on earth evolve uncivilized life springs? Well, this is what is happening on earth. And only a good read of history that let us know what aspire before our time and how this evil perpetuate our way down into the future. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and I hope that you have heard something that assists your thinking. And I would say take good care. Here we go. Let's see what we can find here.
As I lay me down, walk without a pause after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Thank you.